Good evening. This is Akash Shibadi, the news read by Shobhashachi Bhattacharji. The nation is celebrating Parakram Divas today to mark the birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. This year, the Parakram Divas celebration is being organized for the first time at the historic Barabati Fort in Cuttack. The birthplace of one of India's most indomitable leaders, Netaji, for 3 days from today. Netaji's memorials from all over the country have been brought and displayed at the celebration venue in Cuttack. Remembering the Netaji, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated the country's commitment to become the third largest economy in the world by taking inspiration from Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. In his video message on the 128th birth anniversary of Netaji, the Prime Minister said that the countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of developed India. Mr. Modi said people must come out from their comfort zone and adopt excellence. By focusing on efficiency like Netaji, who adopted challenges for the freedom of the country.
इस वर्ष के पराक्रम दिवस का भव्य उत्सव नेताजी की जन्मभूमि पर हो रहा है। मैं ओडिशा की जनता को, ओडिशा सरकार को इसके लिए बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूँ। कटक में नेताजी के जीवन से जुड़ी एक विशाल प्रदर्शनी भी लगाई गई है। इस प्रदर्शनी में नेताजी के जीवन से जुड़ी अनेक विरासतों को एक साथ सहजा गया है। नेताजी की जीवन यात्रा की ये सारी विरासत मेरे युवा भारत, माय भारत को एक नई ऊर्जा देगी।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India stands on legitimate return of undocumented Indians living abroad, including in the United States, stating that the country is open for their return. Speaking to the press in Washington, D.C. yesterday, he emphasized that India strongly supports legal mobility and wants skilled and talented Indians to have great opportunities at the global level. Highlighting the strong bond between India and the U.S., Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that both nations share a very strong degree of trust and convergence. He also underlined that two nations share a sense of global good and are committed to serving their national interests while building their bilateral partnership. In the meantime, the External Affairs Minister has said that there have been no talks with Pakistan on resumption of trade with India. He has clarified that it was Pakistan's administration which made the decision in 2019 to discontinue trading with India. The Election Commission of India is organizing a two-day international conference in New Delhi beginning today. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar attended the inaugural session of the conference. Around 30 representatives from 13 election management bodies and international organizations, including the President and CEO of the International Foundation for Electoral Systems, 1987, and the Secretary General of the Association of World Election Bodies, are participating in this conference. The theme of the conference is Global Election Year 2024, Reiteration of Democratic Spaces and Takeaways for Election Management Bodies. In Jammu and Kashmir, 4 more people, including 3 sisters, have been shifted to hospital from Badhal village of Rajouri district, where a mysterious illness has claimed 17 lives over the past 50 days. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that 3 sisters aged between 16 and 22 were shifted to the Government Medical College, GMC Rajouri, from Badhal after their health suddenly deteriorated yesterday. The 4th patient was brought to GMC Rajouri from Badhal village. All the 4 patients were said to be relatives of the 3 families that lost their members to the mysterious illness. While the inter-ministerial central team constituted by the Union Home Ministry yesterday continued its investigation for the 3rd straight day into the cause of the deaths, which took place in 3 families. Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar has confirmed that the death toll from the Jalgaon Pushpak Express accident has risen to 13, with 10 of the deceased identified so far. Speaking to the media, Mr. Pawar stated that the accident occurred after several passengers attempted to disembark the train following a rumor of a fire in an adjoining coach, only to be struck by the Karnataka Express traveling at a high speed in the opposite direction. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.